Joined in the studio by Shania and the lovely Emily. I mean, there's many names I could call you by. We'll just say Emily. Will that be easy?
Yeah.
Okay, and you're here to represent mind, body and soul.
Yeah, that's right. Generation mind, body and soul.
Generation mind, body and soul. Yeah. Okay, got you. Right. And I was just looking online and obviously there's no website you have at the moment?
No, we don't have a website at the moment. So we've got a Facebook page. So if you looked up Generation Mind, Body and Soul on Facebook, that would take you to our page. And we also have a YouTube page as well, and so if you looked up on YouTube Generation Mind, Body and Soul, that would come up.
Okay, so if you want to tell us a bit about your business and do all the chatting for us.
Okay, so Generation Mind, Body and Soul is basically a business that I've created. So it's a program that helps young people and teenagers to basically just try and be the best versions of themselves that they can be, and to deal with the stresses and pressures that are put on them at the moment, which is a lot of kind of stress and pressure. And the program incorporates yoga, mindfulness, meditation, nutrition, just some really powerful tools that can help them to deal with what they have to deal with in today's time.
So things like GCSEs, that kind of stuff, all the tests and exams and all that kind of stuff would always cause stress and pressure on young people.
Yeah, definitely. There's so much pressure, you know, from the media, mm-hmm. and from the education system, pressure from their friends. I think back to when I was a teenager, I think that it was quite hard, and I look back and think I really struggled. But I think to be a teenager now must be even harder.
I do remember when I was in high school, I remember reading up something online which was talking about how much stress people deal with these days is almost equal to the amount of stress people used to suffer from, like, the 17th century, being in an insane asylum.
Yeah.
It's like the stress levels of today is so much higher due to, I mean, you can look up anyone on Facebook these days, can't you, and just read all about them, and it's almost scary, and there's all that pressure that people suffer from. Whatever I put up online, people can read and judge me and then put up something as well. Things like YouTube, you got comments on that.
Definitely.
I can understand, definitely. Karen, sorry.
Yeah, I just think it must just be so difficult. And there's with the social media now, there's no getting away from it.
No.
You know, when I was at school, it wasn't as kind of huge as it is now, and you know, things like bullying, it's just gone to a whole nother level than when I was at school. And you know, so many young people that I speak to now suffer with anxiety,
mm-hmm.
and I know what it was like to suffer with anxiety and to suffer with lack of confidence and body issues, and that's really what made me want to set up this program, because it wasn't until I got into my 20s that I started to learn about yoga and mindfulness and meditation and good nutrition, and then saw the amazing effect that it had on my life. And I thought, you know, if I'd have had this as a teenager, it could have helped me so much when I was going through anxiety and when I was suffering with, you know, lack of confidence and poor body image. It could have really, really helped me. And so I just wanted to create something that I could offer to young people now that could maybe help them to deal with just life and all the things. You know, there's so many different things and everyone has different things going on.
Mm-hmm.
But whether it is anxiety or pressures at home or pressures at school, lack of confidence, not feeling good in your own skin, all these tools are really powerful and you can use them not just at that time in your life when you're a teenager, but you can take them with you throughout your whole life and they can really help you to be just the best version of you and help you with whatever job you want to go into. I think it could really benefit to have those tools.
So you said there was a variety that you do, so yoga and all that kind of stuff. Do you do all of it by yourself, or do you have anyone that comes in and helps you, or is it all volunteered? How's the system work for you?
So I kind of started getting into all of this when I trained. I trained as a star child yoga teacher a couple of years ago, and that kind of taught me to be able to teach yoga to teenagers and children. So I'm kind of qualified in that area, and I've worked with young people a lot. I used to teach singing at a music college to teenagers, so I've worked with young people and kind of know how to connect with them.
Yeah.
And I've studied mindfulness and nutrition, and it's just things that I'm really into.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I've just done a lot of research. So yeah, it is just me, but there are a lot of people that I know and contacts that I've built up on the way that I'd love to get involved and help as much as they can.
Ah, okay. Well, I'm just looking at your Facebook page now. It looks lovely.
Thank you.
So if you want to give us your details one more time, you've got any phone numbers or anything, or is it just Facebook and YouTube?
Yeah, we've got an email address, which is genmindbodysoul@gmail.com.
Okay.
So yeah, you can email us on there, and you can also send us a message on the Facebook page. So I think, I'm pretty sure if you just put into Facebook Generation Mind, Body and Soul, it should be our page that comes up, and or our YouTube. Follow us on our YouTube channel and drop us a message on there. We, you know, I want to run workshops in schools, private functions, or yeah, just as many things that we can get involved in as possible.
Well, that sounds good. Okay, well, thank you for your time.